Welcome to Current State, our Thursday edition. Before an extended weekend for many of you. And of course, Independence Day means fireworks. Michigan relaxed its fireworks sales law in 2012, so there are now more roadside stands and large retailers hawking their wares. One of the biggest operations in the area is the American Eagle Superstore in Lansing. And Current State's Kevin Lavery wandered through the aisles stacked with fireworks yesterday. He asked store manager Alan Elliott about what's now legal to sell.
Yes, there's a wide variety. Artillery shells, anything aerial is now legal in Michigan. Firecrackers used to be illegal. Essentially, before, all you could sell were fountains and sparklers. Now you can sell everything essentially that leaves the ground within the limits of the law.
And what kind of business have you seen so far this year? I know last year and the year before, it was just so hot and dry that it really put a damper on a lot of fireworks sales and shows in the area.
Yep. This year, it's been nice to have the rain. No threat of a drought. I know a couple years ago, Indiana had a drought throughout the year, and it really made fireworks sales go down quite a bit. But we expect to be very, very busy over the next 3 days, for sure.
Total is going to be $64.45.
Oh, my name's Al Billups, and I'm from Lansing.
I noticed just now you said, what's the loudest thing you got in the store?
Yeah. I'm looking for some illegal fireworks, but, you know, they said they don't sell any M80s. When I was a kid, that was the loudest thing. Kid threw one in between my legs. I must have jumped 6 feet in the air because it scared the hell out of me because it was so loud. But that was the old-fashioned cherry bomb, and back then they made the M80s. And I guess they don't sell anything even close. This is probably the closest that they got as far as loud, but you know, I would just look at something to bring back that memory of, you know, when I was a kid.
Now, when people buy these fireworks, Alan, do any of them ever say, how do I operate this safely? Does that ever come up? Before you do this, here's what you do.
We always preach safety in here. Some people will ask, but you know, for the most part, our staff is pretty well trained on how to use these things. So we never let anybody go out the door without knowing how to use these things safely, because if you don't, there are consequences. And one of the main keys is, you know, if you're going to be drinking, have somebody sober lighting these. That's where I would probably say 95% of the accidents happen are with people drinking a little bit too much and things get out of hand.
I'm Sheldon Grender.
What's catching your eye so far?
We've seen a couple of the huge $700 things, but they're a little out of our price range. So we're kind of looking at the, you know, $30 packs, see what we can find.
Kind of an economical 4th of July.
Yes, the frugal way to spend the holiday.
So any particular plans for fireworks this coming 4th?
It's really up in the air right now. I work at a country club, so we'll probably have some huge deal. It's a pretty big event over there, so.
It's been my experience that fireworks usually are up in the air, so nice choice of words.
All right.
And now let's get another perspective on fireworks here in the Lansing area. John Clark has been the fire chief in Delta Township since 2011. Delta's annual public fireworks display is tonight at Sharp Park, just north of the Lansing Mall. Chief Clark, thanks for joining us. Chief Clark, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, hey. Hello. Chief Clark, are you there?
Yes, thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Very good. It's good to have you on board. Did you catch that exchange in the American Eagle store just a minute ago? What did you make of that, if you did?
I did. He's correct. In the last couple of years, the year before last, the legislature in Michigan changed the fireworks law. Simply, basically, anything prior to that couldn't launch off the ground. You had sparklers and you had sparkler displays on the ground, but bottle rockets, firecrackers, and other things that launched through the air, Roman candles, were not allowed. And they, under the new regulation, they are allowed. So there's a lot broader prospect of what you can fire off, and with that comes much more fire danger for us and injury danger for the person that's lighting them or using them.
What is the biggest challenge the 4th of July fireworks season poses for you and your department?
Safety is probably the biggest thing, and we have two ends of that we worry about fires. This year, and the gentleman from the fireworks store spoke to it. It's not as dry this year, which is a bonus for us because the foliage is green and it's not dry, and
yeah,
and things are wet, especially today. It looks like it's going to rain until about noon, 1 o'clock, before it drops off. But it still doesn't remove the hazard of fireworks being shot off. And although they're illegal, one of the things to keep in mind is that when you discharge a fireworks, it has to be on your own property. Unless you have permission of the property owner to do it, you can't do it on somebody else's property. And you can't do it on public property. Parking lots, in our case, the fireworks, it's illegal to have fireworks in the fireworks area in the park. And most of the businesses, the mall and things surrounding that, specifically ban fireworks. Even if you fire off at home, it's got to stay in your property. So when you launch that bottle rocket, you've got to ensure it lands on your property. If it lands on your neighbor's property, it's still illegal.
Hmm.
So, and a lot of the reason for that is the danger. If you fire that bottle rocket off and you don't know where it goes and it lands in the eave of your neighbor's house or your neighbor's roof, even on a damp day today with the temperature of 1,200 to 2,000 degrees for a typical firework, it can still start a fire on the roof of a house. And a lot of times that'll smolder and you won't see it. So the fire danger is one of the big things, especially the airborne ones. The other danger is injuries itself. And he did speak to it, and he made a good point. If you're drinking, certainly, if you're impaired, you shouldn't be the one lighting off fireworks if you're a party. That's good advice, but there's still an inherent danger to lighting fireworks, as if they misfire, if the fuse doesn't burn. A lot of times the fuse will go up in and people will think it didn't go off, and they'll move that fireworks, and then it'll go off while they're moving it. So one of the, if you are going to do fireworks, we recommend you see a professional display. That's the fire safety standpoint, and the National Fire Protection Association, as well as the fire chiefs, would recommend you see a professional display, and you leave it up to them. If you are going to use fireworks, there's some big tips that you should know. One of them is that you don't want to fire them near a crowd, that you want to have the display at least 250 feet away from anybody else that's watching it, especially kids. Kids shouldn't be around the fireworks even to look at them when they're not being fired. It's like a medication. It's not something they should be around. And when you fire them off, you should always have a bucket of water there. If you light a firecracker and it doesn't fire, then you should put it in the bucket of water.
Are more Delta Township residents setting off fireworks since Michigan's law changed?
Absolutely. And we don't deal with the enforcement of it. The Sheriff's Department has to. And it's complaint-driven. They're not out looking for people that are setting off fireworks. Most of them are complaint-driven, and probably the biggest way you know it's changed is in the township, especially after dark in the evening, you'll start hearing fireworks going off, and they go off into late hours in the morning. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot more fireworks going off, at least louder fireworks than there were 2 years ago.
We hope you have a safe, well-attended event tonight in Sharp Park, north of the Lansing Mall. John Clark is the fire chief in Delta Township. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.